Okay. I'm doing something unusual with this talk. I'm dedicating it to John Hempstead because he has been thinking on some of these same kind of subjects. It seems that he has come to very different conclusions, but there's no problem in that. It's important that he's doing the kind of thinking that he is. This talk is derivative. It is derived from pondering various sections of the Rosicrucian cosmo conception. And the talk is very basic and very fundamental. The subject matter is deep, very deep, as simple things often are. But this rendition of the subject matter may not be especially deep. It's about the origin of everything, and so it is extremely important. The topic of the talk is creation, and it's creation as a transforming activity between the known and the unknown. And it is through these kinds of transforming activity that the unknown becomes known. We've all probably had the experience of creation or discovery in relation to the unknown. Part of that experience is you know something and you're happy with that, but in that same act, you sense that there is much more that you don't know, things that could be known. That kind of a manifestation of the unknown is a manifest unknown. It's like the information is already there, and all we have to do it is bring it into the known through some kind of creative act or some kind of experiment or something through which we discover it. And then it becomes known, and it lives in us, and we live in it, in the known. Now, some people believe that all of the unknown is like that. That everything is already there, and all it needs is the discovery. I'm not very sure about that. In fact, I probably have negative thoughts about that. Because it would seem to be horribly inefficient to hold everything in existence until everything is discovered. Much better that you create while you're going. Because if everything was already there, there would be no process. And if there's one thing that we know from life, is that life is a process. It's an evolution in itself. So, from this, it's likely that there is a deeper unknown, an unmanifest unknown. And in any case, we're going to try to understand the interactive interface between the known and the unknown. And the particular interface we want to look at is creation, because we're talking about an evolutionary creation. And we want to know it in such a way that we can live it. Now we're going to be talking about things that are quite holy things. But we're going to be speaking about them, at least in my case, as an ordinary, profane human being. So the holiness of it all may not come through. In doing all of this, it's important that we aspire and that we endeavor to maintain an open-minded reverence. Because that's the kind of attitude that is necessary to bring this into our experience, to bring it into our living being. In spiritual things, attitude is all important. especially when we're working with sacred and very abstruse material. The Rosicrucian philosophy has words for the known and the unknown and things attending to them. The word for the known in the most basic and radical sense is Supreme Being. Since there can only be one fundamental state of being, anything that is, there is only one. Therefore, Supreme Being is usually spoken of using the definite article. We say the Supreme Being, because obviously it has a divine character. It is the creator of all things. Now, it's not blasphemous to talk about it in such a way, in such a common way that we are, because in spirit, we're all spiritually part of that Supreme Being. So when we know that something exists, something exists. We, in our consciousness, especially if we take note of it, know very simple fundamental being. And so what we're stating here is something very obvious. When we're talking about Supreme Being, that there's nothing else but being. Of course, there's a lot more to it than our simple-minded, our very primitive recognition. And is there something more that we sense that is like that unknown, that leads us to perform spiritual practices so that we can more deeply appreciate and more deeply participate in that one being. Understanding the unknown is a little bit more difficult and tricky. In fact, it's so difficult and tricky that it's impossible. The impossibility is more than just a logical impossibility, which is that by definition it is impossible to understand the unknown, because if we understood the unknown, it would be known. The impossibility lies in silence. The Rosicrucian philosophy has a word for the unknown. It is called the Absolute. The Absolute is everything that is, and everything that is not, and it is everything that is known, and it is everything that is unknown, and you can't say. The nature and the essence of the Absolute is in the silence, the impossible silence. In fact, spiritual philosophers of all types and all ages, and mystics with full mystical experience, refer to it, that unknown, that Absolute, with silence. So silence and complete darkness have been universal representations or symbols for the Absolute. Now, with our feeble rationality, it's absurd to reason about the Absolute, unless we want to play all kinds of inane mind games, trying to sense something that is absolute, that absolutely is, and that absolutely is not, baffles a person immediately. However, on every level of being, we create things. Things that have never been before. We bring things into the known, which we can know and which we can know in totality. It is for each of us to experience Supreme Being. Therefore, it's reasonably safe to say that from our little experience, which is a miniature or a microcosm of the great experience, that Supreme Being is becoming within the Absolute. It is bringing light into darkness. It is bringing sound into silence. And we're part of that becoming. That's what the evolutionary creation is. We're participating in that. We are becoming. It's never good to define ourselves and say we're this or we're that or we're that, because the next day we may have become something more. And our attitude, again, its attitude, might keep us or retard that becoming something more. The Absolute, in its impossible unknown, is not a barrier to this becoming. It seems from our point of view, which is in the known, that the Absolute encourages it. It leads us on through our curiosity. When we know something and know that there is something else that could possibly be more, we're curious. And we want to do that. We want to see that. This is why the Absolute is most often referred to in the feminine. It is Gerda's eternal feminine that constantly leads us forward. The feminine is a good metaphor for us as we live here on Earth. When we think of the feminine, we think of receptivity. We think of maternity. We think of gestation. And that between state, between receptivity and maternity, is pregnancy. Literally, the word means to be pregnant is to be full of possibility. Before something can be, it has to be possible. So possibility stands between manifest existence and non-being. Between the Supreme Being, the known, and the Absolute Unknown. It is there as potential. It is what could be. So there has to be potential before there can be existential or actual. Potential is that in-between state. In the early part of this talk, we hinted at a manifest and an unmanifest unknown. A manifest unknown is something which already exists, but of which we are ignorant.